Welcome to Soul Chat, a platform created by queens, recognized queens, to help bring out the queen in you and helping you master yourself holistically. We aim to be the light at the end of the tunnel with topics and guests that speak to your soul. So join us as we take you on an epic journey with powerful people sharing powerful stories and tools to bring out the best in you.
This is going to be a super cool edition of your podcast. It's going to be off
definitely. All right. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Soul Chat. I'm your host, Ebony Tutor, and today I'm so excited to have this special guest with me. You guys know I talk about all things empowerment, and obviously part of these Soul Chats are to have a deeper conversation with you with topics that we wouldn't typically talk about on a daily basis. So to continue this conversation with your soul, today I'm excited to have this special guest, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about him first. He's something a little bit like Batman, so you're only going to know a little bit, but a lot about him, so you can really get a background of our conversation and why we as women need to be having these conversations, as well as men need to have these conversations with each other. So this is a really powerful and hopefully healing conversation for you guys. So since the beginning of time, men have desired female companionship, but today new challenges have arisen when it comes to choosing and correctly loving a modern Americanized woman. Successful media mogul, business investor, and relationship expert Iron Davis is on a mission to help men and women lead a happier and more powerful life by teaching them themselves how to truly understand and decode the women in their lives. So not only that, he also has a book, which is a transformational self-help manual called The Complete Guide to Understanding and Decoding Women.
It's a very humble title.
Which also has a podcast series called The Midnight Therapy on YouTube, yes, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So these cover an array of modern dating topics, from finding the right woman and man, understanding the difference between alpha and beta males, connection versus attachments, and the pursuit of a deeply conscious and empowering long-term relationship.
His
debut book and podcast as the No Bullshit Relationship Guides. So, Ian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here. First of all, it's just always good to hear a male voice and a male perspective on the topic.
Sometimes
we women are talking about anyways, things that we need to know. And it's just been amazing even having that conversation with you and diving into these different things, because these are topics that at the core help us not only better ourselves, but better understand other people so that we can coexist and thrive together.
Yes, I agree.
I always ask all my guests, in your own words, who are you?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your podcast. I think it's a great platform for women, but men need to listen to, so men can understand, you know, some of the dialogue you guys are discussing as well. I'm from a small town from Indiana. I started a publication 10 years ago, something like that, and we made a lot of money. It was cool. When I was young, I was in the church, I was in the streets. And so when I made my money, obviously I thought I was the man. And when I got older, I started to understand that that's not the case. So at some point I wanted to be married and have kids, because I don't have any kids. And so to do that, I wanted to find a woman. And so to find a woman, I started to understand women, like read more and just figure out what makes them tick. And this is where my journey started, to try to help men understand women like I did. Like I had to learn both sides of it. You know, there's one side of women that is amazing and majestic and cool, and there's another side of women that are a little different. But to me, it's never a woman's fault. That's the first thing I'm going to say before we start. It's never a woman's fault. It's always the man's fault. And this is why I try to educate men first, and then women can kind of listen in and sneak and listen while we're talking some man code. And today we're going to talk man code today. So women are going to get some man code today. So that's where it started. So I wrote a book 2 years ago. It comes out this year sometime. And then I've been doing a weekly podcast called The Midnight Therapy. And it's cool. It's like a real dope vibe. You can watch it. You can listen to it. And it's more just putting you up on game more than blaming somebody for, you know, certain issues. So that's my little spiel.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing that I definitely want to dive into, which I think helps women and men, is the difference between an alpha and a beta male.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so if you guys have been following me on Facebook, I've been posting little tidbits of my opinion on what a beta dude looks like, beta dude prototype 101, because I have had my fair share of beta dudes. And I think the difference is, as women, when you are with the alpha male, a lot of the foolishness and stuff that you have to deal with a beta male is not the stuff that you have to deal with as an alpha male. So I think women need to hear this. I need men need to hear it so they can up their game. And really so we both can understand each other. So what, in your opinion, what is a alpha male and what is a beta male?
The biggest thing is starting with an alpha male, because some women think an alpha male is a look, but it's actually a vibe, it's a mindset. You can be a fat guy, be a, you know, an alpha male. Biggie was an alpha male. An alpha male is just somebody who just keeps it 100 with you from the jump. If he wants to have sex, he tells you he wants to have sex. If he wants to be with you, he shows you his portfolio and shows you, hey, I can take care of you. This is how I wanted to move. Men are supposed to set the standard and the rules of engagement for a relationship, and that's what an alpha male does. Even if he's not with you, he's still gonna look out because he cares about women, because he cares about his culture. So, you know, every woman, even when they're in a relationship, they still have a guy that they call and they get advice from, and that's the alpha male, especially when you're in a relationship with a beta. A beta basically is just a man, it's a woman in a man's body. So he grew up watching a woman as he became an adult. So he learned how to deal with issues like a woman. And there's nothing wrong with how women deal with problems, but when you're a man, you're supposed to bring a man's perspective into the concept, into the relationship. You want a woman to do manly things in a relationship. You want her to bring that femininity. You want her to bring that je ne sais quoi to the relationship, because that's what women do. They bring that perspective that no man has, you know what I'm saying? So, and there's nothing wrong if you're with a beta male. It's not like you're going to die, but there is some things as a woman you can do to kind of help him become, I don't know if you can become an alpha, but there's things you can do to help him get rid of some of those beta traits.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because as you said that, I was thinking about women who grow up fatherless tend to be more masculine. With a woman who grows up in a house with her mom only, mm-hmm. tend to become more masculine, which, you know, we talk about some of the traits about women where we can be very controlling, mm-hmm. our way or no way,
yes.
psychopath, girl next door. And one of the conversations we've also talked about, which I have found even empowering for myself, is to really understand female to female accountability. And if we are empowering women, and if we are having these conversations, how women can empower each other with holding each other accountable. So what are some of the things that an alpha male would note, you know, things that you're aware of that women do that make our companionship with men, you know, 10 times worse?
Well, this is the thing, like, how many women do you know that carry two boxes in their car? Not many, right? Mm-hmm. Men care, or alpha men will carry a toolbox because we like to fix problems. You know, that's what we do. That's our nature, is to fix problems. So not saying women just create problems, but as an alpha male, you just, you know, problems come into territory. We got money problems, no problem. I got it. If I don't got it, I get another job. If it's something with the kids, I take care of it. If I'm a step daddy, or if I'm outside of a house and I'm co-parenting with you, I financially have to be responsible for those kids. So I want to make sure the steward of my children have the money and all the resources she needs so she's not freaking out. Why would I want the woman that watches my kids every day to be freaking out about some stuff I'm doing to her, or that I'm not doing with her? You know what I'm saying? So for all the, I don't want to say baby daddies, but the father of children, that's your biggest thing right now is to, don't worry about getting back with the woman. It's about taking care of your kids. And when you're not there dealing with 12 midnight crying and diaper changing and, you know, falling down and putting, you know, band-aids on knees and scrapes, your job is to take care of that money. You know what I'm saying? So most dudes, they don't have an OG in their life to teach them what they're supposed to do when a relationship goes bad, but you still have, you know, children involved, or when the relationship is good, and how to empower women. Women are different. My grandmother and women my age are totally different. You know what I'm saying? Most women want to be a boss. They don't really don't want to be a wife per se. So the whole thing is, depending on what kind of woman you have to empower her. Your job as a man is to add to her happiness, not create it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that's where women kind of get things mixed up, where society tells women that, you know, a man's supposed to do everything and you're supposed to sit back and, and throw stuff at him and he's supposed to catch it. And it's actually almost a total opposite. It's a woman's job to make a man happy, but a woman's got to respect a man because our currency is respect. We don't really know how to love. Women know how to love with your eyes closed, with your hands tied behind your back. It's easy.
Well, let's just pause on that thought really quickly, because I feel like a lot of women are going to take a deep gulp when you say it's actually supposed to be the opposite and women are supposed to be happy.
Yes.
Because I understand that. I understand it from a perspective of A, healing portions of myself where I saw where I was so masculine with certain things and the things I would say and the way I would deal with men I was with, you know, the man I was with or men around me was very, you know, boss, right? But that, I also recognized that was me being very masculine and I wouldn't allow myself to be feminine. I wouldn't allow myself to be soft, which as a woman, that's what we are. We are delicate creatures, you know, and that's just a mask for, you know, our own healing and our pain. So I think we definitely have to pause on that thought and really break down what you mean by that and really how the dynamic is supposed to look if we're looking at it correctly. Because I think, like I said, women are going to be repelling that message because A, like you said, and I think you have made a great point, is that it is a man's job to lead and women have to trust the man. So if he is a beta type and you've been with a lot of dudes who hurt you, you know, it's going to be tough to let your guards down and experience what it is like to actually be the woman in the relationship and not, you know, have to lead all the time.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I don't know if any of your listeners ever watched a boxing match, but there's a cut man. And when somebody is boxing, when Floyd Mayweather's boxing, in this corner, he has a cut man. And when he's boxing and fighting, the cut man doesn't go, "Hey, you hit him, what you doing?" He doesn't do that. He just sits back and watches him. Then when they go ding, 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 and he comes and sits down for the rest after the round, he says, "Hey man, you're doing a good job. Hey man, you know, you need to watch this, you need to watch that." Women need to be more of a cut man, where you're basically talking to your man, you're empowering him, but it's more of, in a more empowering way. Like a lot of times women say, "Hey, you're the man, you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to go out to do this. You're supposed to go out and give me some Gucci. You're supposed to go out there and give me some Balenciaga. You're supposed to do all these things." And the man's like, "Man, I've been chasing women my entire life. I've never had to empower one. I've never just been with one. I don't know what to do." So a lot of men come into relationships not knowing how to empower a woman at all and what he's supposed to bring to the table. He doesn't know their role. And in the society tells women that it's a happy wife, happy life thing. So if the relationship is going to work, you have to keep a woman happy, which you do. But then they never tell the women what they're supposed to do. So the biggest thing for women is giving men desire. That's why men like go to work and they work hard and they go to the strip club real quick before they go home. Because they're not going to see a naked woman. They're going to get that desire that they want because most women are not taught desire, which is, you know, they go to a strip club and the woman tells them certain things that the woman doesn't tell them at home. The wife doesn't tell them at home because she's worried about going to Target and getting these shower curtains, right? So she's like, "Honey, you need to come home so we go to Target these shower curtains." And instead of saying, "Honey, you know, when you come home, I'm going to give you some fellatio real quick, and we're going to do this, this, and this. We're going to do that, and then I need to go to Target afterwards. He's like, yes, I will go with you to Target, no problem. Whatever you need, I got you. Woo-woo-dee-woo. And not saying it's just about sex. It's about, and it's not about ego either. It's desire. It's just telling the man, hey, man, I appreciate you. Because like I said, our currency is respect. In the Bible, it tells a man to love their woman like God loves the church, because he knows we have issues with love. You know what I'm saying? But also in the Bible, it tells women to obey and respect, because they know that women have a hard time respecting men, especially nowadays, because most women can do the same thing as men. Mm-hmm. So the hard thing for women, take a sip. I knew he was going to do it. The hard thing for women is respecting men. And that's our currency. If you go up to your man and say, hey, I love you, he's like, I love you too. But if you say, hey, man, I really respect you, he's like, oh, my God. He going to call his homeboys. Yo, see, man, my girl told me she respects me, bro. Like, they're like, dang, she's cool. She got a sister. Right. So we go off respect a lot. And society doesn't teach women how to give the correct respect and desire when a man deserves it.
And I just want to speak to the fact of just knowing, if you are a woman out there and you grew up without a father, like, you have to, as you're talking, I'm just thinking, like, of all the things that I've acknowledged and been aware of. And it's like, when you grow up without a father, it is hard to obey, you know, and especially in today's day and age. You know, you had Steve Harvey, right? You know, act like a woman, think like a man, you know, which I don't agree with. I think you need to act like a woman. Period. And really, we don't even know what that looks like, you know. So really, I think part of this discussion, ladies, is you have to heal parts of yourself that allow you to understand that perspective and allow you to understand we lead a lot of times out of pain and hurt. We lead out of my daddy wasn't there. You know, we create this struggle mentality when it comes to loving, when it comes to being with a man. That we perpetuate this in the way we deal with men. So that's what I see when I hear you talk about these topics. So that's just from a female to female perspective.
Right.
Ladies out there who are rolling your eyes or you're like choking. one of the other things you talk about is kind of like how women say, the difference between like a woman saying, you've talked about, you know, like a woman with children, if she leaves a relationship, she's praised. But if a man who has children leaves a relationship, he's looked down upon. And I never really, obviously, I can't look at things from a man's perspective because I'm not a man. But really that helped to highlight the difficulties and the challenges that men face when it comes to making decisions. Why men cheat. You have a podcast on that. So we're not going to get too deep in that right now. But you guys can check out the podcast Midnight Therapy on YouTube. So that's kind of what I hear when I hear you talk about that. So what are some of the things that women need to know about men? Like, give us the details.
Men are very simple creatures. That's it. They're very, very simple. There's only two types of men, right? There's farmers and there's hunters. So the farmer is the guy who wants to build an empire. He wants to do it in one place with one woman. He provides consistently, and he wants to do it for a long amount of time. The hunter provides inconsistently, only cares about himself, lives off the land, and he will tell anybody anything to get what he wants. But obviously the hunter is kind of sexy because he's mysterious and he's cool and he got long hair. And so most women go, they look for a hunter automatically. That woman's nature is to go for a hunter. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the thing that women don't understand with men is you can't change them. Whatever, it's just like a toy. Whatever comes in the box, that's all you can do to it. So if it doesn't come with no batteries, it ain't gonna work. So you have to find a man that's out the box, ready to go. You know what I'm saying? There's no changing him. And then the other thing with women that they don't understand is women are incubators. Whatever a man has, they're gonna multiply. So if it's negativity, you're just gonna multiply that at some point. You know what I'm saying? An incubator doesn't create the baby. It makes the baby more comfortable, X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? If the guy has a house, the woman makes a home. If he brings home the groceries, the woman makes a meal. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa. I'm not saying they got to cook. But the whole thing is women make things better. You know what I'm saying? But when you have self issues, that's the whole point. It's a self issue. You cannot change a man. And that's the biggest thing. And so the whole thing is, as you get older, of course, certain women want farmers. But when you're so used to hunters, now you start judging the farmers off of how you dealt with the hunters, which are beta males. And the biggest thing with, if you look at like old school art from like Greeks and back in the day, the women are not like, they chilling, they sitting back with their little robes on, their little togas on, and they chilling. Because that's what a woman's supposed to do. You're supposed to chill. You're supposed to do what you want to do. The man goes out and does what he does, that stuff. And I know it sounds old school, but at the end of the day, even if you're a Cardi B type of woman, even with Oprah, Oprah still has a Stedman. And I guarantee you, when she's around Stedman, she's a super, like, she's super feminine. You know what I'm saying? She's in his lap. She's holding his hand. But then when she's out, you know, doing her thing, she can go out there and kill it. You know what I'm saying? But you have to know how to turn it off. You know what I'm saying? Around a man. And just say, hey, he's got me. This is my dude. He may not be the perfect guy for me, but guess what? I chose him, and I'm going to try to do what I can with him. And if you can't leave him, like, there's nothing wrong with leaving somebody for the betterment, even for your children. Some people say, I came from a home that was my mom and dad divorced. I want my kids to have two parents. And sometimes it's better to have one solid one than two parents that are going crazy, or one that's good and the other one's just dragging everybody down. Mm-hmm. So, but the biggest thing is sometimes you have to know when to leave. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And I think relationships, any relationship, I found that even the relationship with my children, the way they act, you know, it's all for expansion. It's all teaching you something about yourself. And the more you can be self-aware and self-accountable, you know, I think when it comes to women being able to let that guard down, you can do that when you work on yourself and you acknowledge the parts of yourself that don't allow you to be feminine, or don't allow you to, even just really, really what I really want women to take away from this is also understanding the difference between both men. I don't want to sit here and preach like there aren't a lot of alpha males out there. Iron, your perspective. You know, we're not looking for the alpha male because
he's
nerdy, he's geeky,
doesn't
fit, you know, like what we have.
Women of color have been programmed to like hunters, to the Tupacs of the world, you know what I'm saying, the NBA young boys of the world. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. They got swag, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they're not the guys that are going to go to PTA meetings. They're not the guys that are going to hold the babies at night, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's not in women's nature to pick, but because if you ask a woman, do you want steak or lobster, she's gonna say, I want both. You know what I mean? That's just how women are.
And I think if you gravitate to a beta male, you know, even for me, being able to look back on my relationship is the ability to see my own pain points and why I stayed and why I overlooked things that from a value system and who I am today, it just doesn't align, you know. And that's, I agree, it is okay to leave someone. I think it takes a lot of courage and just understanding yourself. Yeah. Like, life is that you get to make it whatever you want. And I think the worst thing we do is stay in these relationships with people who have no desire to change, have an excuse about everything. And it's not that, you know, they'll find the right person for them. You'll find the right person for you if that's what you're interested in. But I think overall, all of this is really your ability to be more self-aware. If you are with a guy who is an amazing dude, who's an alpha male, then you need to also respect him. Because I think a lot of men too fall into the programming that we're given, which is I'm supposed to cater to her and I'm supposed to do everything for her. Which again, you guys can get into his podcast, Why Men Cheat. But you know, women have to also allow themselves to be feminine and to tap into that portion that's not allowing you to go there because you just simply haven't healed. And that's for me to you. So how do you think men and women thrive together? How can we do that?
The biggest thing is for everybody to take the mask off. Everybody has a mask on, right? Because women have to put a mask on because men are so judgmental. You know what I'm saying? A man will say, that girl in the strip club, she's a hoe. And the girl in the library, she's a saint. Mm-hmm. That girl in the library might be flipping some tricks. You know what I'm saying? She might be doing some things. But, you know, men want to judge women. And sometimes when a woman says, hey, I like a guy, and she goes up to him, tells him that. The guy says, I like you too, and they do whatever, but then the guy ends up leaving her. She's like, man, I'm never going to do that again. Mm-hmm. So I have to put on this mask, and I have to act a certain way. And the way you know if a guy is really vibing with you and he wants to build with you is you can take your mask off. He encourages you to take your mask off. You know what I'm saying? If you're a freak, be a freak. If you like whatever, it's cool. It's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you know you're with somebody who really wants to empower you. And the other thing for women, if a man takes you seriously, most men, they're just going along for the ride. Most women say, hey, I like this dude. I'm going to show him that I'm different from all these other women. So you're auditioning to be his girlfriend, and he's really not into you at all. He's just there for the ride. Like, if you're dumb enough to do this stuff, I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. Like, nowadays, the dating game is so savage because nobody's honest with each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I kind of decode a lot of things, because nobody's going to tell you the truth. You have to be able to understand what people are saying and read between the lines. But if a man takes you seriously, that's real. Because there's so many women out here. In Atlanta, it's 45 men to one woman. Excuse me. There's 45 women to one dude. That's crazy. Okay, and then say you like a man who's over 6 foot. There's only 13% of men in the world that are over 6 foot. So at some point, like I said, you're going to have to, if you're single, you're going to have to make a decision on what you really want. Because what some single women do is create a man in their mind that they're never going to find. And so they can justify being single. And so for men, we do the same thing. We say we want a model chick that's going to stay home and cook and clean. That doesn't exist either. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if you, the whole thing is changing and rebranding what you think a man or woman is. You know what I'm saying? And also what a long-term relationship is. It's not just going out and going to the movies and all this other crap. It's really building an empire. So if your woman, you talk to your woman and say, hey, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to do a podcast? You trying to do a clothing line? Hey, let me help you as much as I can. Even if it's just throwing the money out there, even if it's, you know, helping as much as you can, empower your woman. Mm-hmm. It'll make her stay way more than throwing her money or some D. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Your D ain't going to last that long. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's somebody that's got better than you. So my thing is to try to connect with people on a spiritual level. And that don't mean go to church or nothing like that. You can be spiritual and not go to church. You want to be a spiritual, not religious. So if you find somebody that you can take your mask off, that you can be you, that you think about them and you start laughing, you know what I'm saying? Because you guys can just have a good conversation. That's where it starts. And so this is why in the quarantine time right now, it's the best time to reset and rebrand how you're thinking, what you're looking for, listening to podcasts like this one, and getting your mind right on what you really want and writing it down and writing down some of the men you've been with, some of the things you've done that you don't like, write it down and burn it and never think about it again. And then now you start focusing in on what you want and how you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, that's how you get people together.
We're all for burning things. Write it down. Yes.
Write it down, burn it, and then forget about it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
But it's simple. It's really just rebranding and just saying, hey, man, I want something
done. It's not simple because these conversations have to do with healing. And unless we're real with ourselves first, we can't be real with each other. You cannot be real with somebody if you wear a mask for yourself. You wake up every day, you act happy when you're really not happy. You have a mental disorder that you're dealing with that you're not dealing with it. You know, you're just avoiding it. We've talked about that. You're self-medicating, you're coping, right? You guys know I've talked about coping mechanisms and the way we cope through different things. And, you know, you can do things with moderation, but unfortunately, because so many of us don't want to face our healing, and sometimes healing, yes, it feels worse when you touch it. And the only reason why it feels worse is because you've avoided it for so long, and you've probably had additional experiences that you've added on to the initial experience that created the projection and the thought process that now you have to unravel all of that and unpack all of that. So I really hope this has been eye-opening for a lot of women. I hope you guys have really enjoyed it. So I wanted to do something fun before we leave this chat, and it's just this or that. So some of it is really just silly.
Got you.
Talking about some of the terms I knew you would mention anyways. Okay. So I'm going to ask you this or that, and you're going to let us know. But before we'll do that, and you can tell us where we can find you.
Gotcha.
I hope you guys are listening. You want to follow the podcast. You want to stay up to date with this. Because I think even as a woman, part of our own healing is you can't just listen to women. You have to at least listen to wise men so that you can understand the game, right? And it not to say in a bad way, but, you know, if we really want to coexist and thrive together as a species, from men to women, you know, obviously we're made for each other, to really understand the different dynamics that take place. So I hope this is really eye-opening for men and women. All right, so here we go. This or that. Flowers or movie tickets?
For what kind of woman?
You can't ask questions.
Oh, I can't ask a question? Oh, flowers, 100% flowers. Come on, now. Those flowers all day long.
Okay, a fat butt or a mind or intelligence?
I'm going to go with C, and I want a good heart.
All right, you got that. All right, so sexual attraction or longevity? Obviously, that's kind of like the same deal.
No, it's not. First of all, for women, it is. Alpha male, no, we want long term. We want longevity. I can take you to the gym. It's not a problem.
Okay. Farmer or hunter?
I'm both. I can't answer. Like, it's definitely C. I'm both. I'm like a hunter who became a farmer.
Okay. We'll take it. Bentley or Lamborghini?
You got to have both. Like, the Bentley's like Saturday going to the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? Fiari's like going out, like to Fontainebleau to live, you know, go get something to eat.
Okay, but you can only pick one.
That's not me. I
don't know. Women want to have it all. Women want to pick both, and they just can't. They have to pick one.
I'm an alpha male. I've had both, and I'm going to get both. So just Lamborghini.
Love or trust? And the reason why I thought about this was because of what's the Kendrick Lamar? I'd rather you trust me than to love me. So I've always loved that song. I've always found those lyrics dope and true in some way. So I need to know.
Real men want trust because, like I said, our currency is respect anyway. If we're doing love, like, I'm going to buy her flowers. We're just copying what you like. We're just listening to what you're saying and we're just doing it. So the biggest thing for men is trust.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, a peck or a full tongue kiss?
Peck? Oh, definitely a tongue kiss. Come on now. You're growing over here. You're growing over here.
All right, awesome. So where can we find you? Where can we find you and listen to what you got going on?
First of all, understand I don't like being found. The only reason I did the podcast is because all my friends are married and I give them decent advice. So they said, man, you got to do a podcast. You got to do a book. So you can look up the podcast at Midnight Therapy Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But I definitely tell everybody to go to YouTube because I try to do something different. So I try to give you something to look at while you're talking, while I'm talking. So you're not just listening while you're running. You can do that. It's on Spotify and all that. But definitely check out our YouTube just so you can see some of the visuals.
Mm-hmm. Definitely check it on YouTube. I listen to every episode. You will learn something. You will take something away. They're funny. They're short. And I think just for both men and women, this is how we learn how to thrive together, to have positive, long-lasting relationships where we're building our partners up, we're building ourselves up, and we're really creating like the lives we desire. I think too often you can look at, you send me videos where, you know, girlfriends fighting. There's just too much chaos. The chaos in the world is really represented in our own lives and at a very, granular level. It really starts with us and it starts becoming more
self-aware. Well, I want to thank you for having me on. I love your platform. Soul Chat is dope. It's necessary for all women to listen to, but I'm going to encourage the men that I'm around to also listen as well because they need to know what you guys talk about too. The other thing is always remember a man is supposed to add and multiply, not divide and subtract.
Mm-hmm. And we're out. Thank you guys so much for tuning into Soul Chat. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Chat with your host, Ebony Tatora. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and if you love it, share it with your friends. And make sure you join us next week for another conversation with your soul, bringing you thought-provoking conversations that require you to look a little bit deeper than the surface.